Liverpool Live. During my 50 years on radio, it's been my very great pleasure to interview many people from all walks of life in the entertainment world. Being a comedian is one of the hardest jobs in the world, but here's a guy who makes it sound easy. He was a guest on my show once a week talking about the news that had happened during the week and turning it into laughter. John Martin.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Tradition, trust and service with a smile to your door.
An old friend of mine is my guest right now. He's leading a protest march through town today. It's not a protest about his new book, I Want to Be a Comedian. It's a very important matter. And to tell me more about it is our old friend, John Martin. Morning, John.
Good morning, Billy, from sunny Liverpool.
Yeah. Which country is the Liverpool in where you're from, then?
Oh, Billy, it's pouring down where we are. Yeah. And I like the way you started with a song called Trouble.
Exactly.
Is that my play on from now on?
Yeah. So tell us about this march, because it's going on right through till about 2 o'clock, isn't it, John?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of speakers at a rally in Derby Square, right by the Crown Court in Liverpool. It's basically, Billy, it's run by an organisation called Excluded Unity Alliance.
Okay.
And it's people who have had no support whatsoever, or even little support, during the pandemic. You know, for various reasons, the entertainment business has been smashed to pieces and not properly supported. People who've got limited companies, which is perfectly legitimate and valid and all this kind of thing, but the government have decided not to give them any support, and it's absolutely, it's tragic and it's disgraceful, Billy. It's discriminatory. All lives matter. We hear all about different protests, but all lives matter. We've paid taxes and we're getting no support. It's absolutely deplorable what the government are doing. I always say, Billy, it's like you pay insurance every year, and that's fine until you want to make a claim.
I know.
And then,
and even though, John, even though you follow the guidelines that you're supposed to follow to get you the benefit, sometimes you still get told no, and you can't understand why.
There's no explanation for it. There's no rationale for it, Billy. It's absolutely disgusting and deplorable. We've done nothing wrong. We've worked hard, paid taxes every year, and for some reason, the Chancellor has decided to save a small amount of money, really, in the grand scheme of things, and not support small businesses. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Because, let's face it, I mean, if you're a vocal entertainer, that is a small business.
Of course it is, and that's what they're not seeing, you see, Billy. And also, some other small businesses employ people or involved in the supply chain. It's actually so short-sighted, really, in the grand scheme of things, to try and get the economy back up and running again.
Okay, so if anybody wants to join the march, John, what's the procession today?
Well, the procession is going from Liverpool 1 up to Derby Square in Liverpool. I would advise people, just head to Derby Square by the Crown Court, there where the Victoria Monument is, and we'll be there from 12 noon. We've got the Metro Mayor, Steve Rotherham, is one of the speakers. And it's not just a Labour thing. It's not just an opposition thing. It's all party. The Liberal Democrats are represented. The Greens are represented. Up until recently, some Conservative MPs were represented. But we've received word that the Chief Whip of the Conservative Party has told MPs not to get involved with us, like, you know.
Say no more.
Absolutely. Well, it's absolutely ridiculous. And many, many of our members voted for this government. And tragically, Bill, 25 that we know of, 25 suicides have taken place from people who've been excluded from any financial support.
Yes.
I'm fine, Billy. I'm one of the lucky ones. But a lot of people aren't, and a lot of people are not entitled to anything whatsoever, and it's just not right, and it's not fair, Billy. And we're trying to have a rally to highlight the unfairness of it. It's ridiculous, really.
Okay, not the best weather for it, John, but the heart and soul the heart and soul of the marches will be there. 11 o'clock, you're starting to think. You'll be well soaked by the time you get to Derby Square. Pete Price is one of the marches, isn't he? Pete doing it?
Pete Price from Liverpool Live Radio, he'll be there. Pauline Daniels is coming. I'm hosting it. Did you mention me book, Billy? Because just in case people want to be rained off.
I made a passing reference that the protest wasn't against your book; it was something else.
Billy.
I Want to Be a Comedian. It's called, isn't it, John?
I Want to Be a Comedian, Mr. Tarbuck.
Yeah.
Because I wrote to Jimmy Tarbuck when I was a kid and said I wanted to be a comedian. And it also has a wonderful piece in it about how I was helped and set on the road by a fellow called Billy Butler.
Lovely lad. Lovely lad.
Oh, great fella.
Known him for years, John.
He's a great fella. Holds his plums in a peculiar way.
John, definitely. Good luck with the march, mate.
Thanks, Billy.
Hope it all comes off.
Obliged for helping us.
And if any listeners want to join that march, or just go along to the rally in Derby Square, you'd be very, very welcome, because some of the people who've entertained you over the years are just on their bare legs at the moment now because of this government rule. John, thank you for coming on, mate. Take care.
Thanks again, Billy.
My pleasure.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Proud to be your milkmen and women. Proud to serve you every single day.
If you enjoy my podcast, there's more over the next few weeks. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the link below. It's free. Liverpool Live.